Testing, 1, 3, testing. I'm Tom Sieving, my junior. I'm dictating a neurological consultation report on Samantha Rudkin, R-U-D-K-I-N, address is 100 Risa Way, apartment 207, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-205-0215, ID is XXXXX50618, date of birth 9/13/1996, 29-year-old married woman, deli worker-winco. Pharmacy is Costco, 530-342-8892. It is address 2. Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-D-U, Hazelton, H-A-Z-E-L-T-O-N, N-P. Enloe Health and Wellness. Primary Care Clinic, 1601. Esplanade Suite 3, Chico, California, 95926. The phone is 530-332-7148. Leave space for a fax number. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of ongoing treatment for epilepsy with history of suspicious for recurrent seizures. Subparagraph, history of epilepsy onset at 15 years old. Subparagraph, history suspicious for familial epilepsy with one sister with epilepsy. Dear Matthew, thank you for referring Samantha Rudkin for neurological evaluation with her history of recurrent epilepsy, having been evaluated at Enloe Medical Center with a reportedly positive static electroencephalogram. New paragraph, she gives a history of having epilepsy since age 15. Subparagraph, she was previously treated with continuous anticonvulsant medication that by her report tended to make her feel sick with increased somnolence and drowsiness. A new paragraph, she otherwise has no history of any serious sleep disorder or a family history of sleep problems. New paragraph, she is currently taking K Keppra 750 milligrams BID, having been advanced slowly, beginning at 500 milligrams daily over a period of weeks. New Paragraph reports that her medication, particularly when she takes two tablets at bedtime, makes her very drowsy, and I suggested that she readjust her regimen so she takes a pill twice a day. New Paragraph. She has no other complaints about adverse effects of the medication, such as anxiety, but she does complain of possible symptoms of depression. New Paragraph. She gives a history of dyspnea, awakening, feeling exhausted in the morning after she takes her medication, for which we will request a home sleep study for exclusion of dyspnea contributing to her clinical history and presentation. New Paragraph. She has completed imaging studies of the brain, and I understand you may have reports of these, which we would appreciate. We'll try and order these from Enlow Hospital. New Paragraph. We had an extended discussion today about epilepsy. Subparagraph, she knows that she's been given a diagnosis of possibly three different kinds of epilepsy. Myoclonic, grand mal, and absence. New Paragraph. She has completed a static EEG, but a dynamic study has not been completed, which would be helpful in determining the exact nature and intensity of her seizure disorder. New Paragraph. Her neurological examination today appears to be quite normal. She has no unusual shakiness or tremor, difficulty with ataxia, or mental incontinence. New Paragraph. In consideration of her history, findings, and reports, I'm ordering an ambulatory electroencephalogram at the Epilepsy Center at Orville Hospital to be interpreted by Dr. Parenthesis Professor and Parenthesis John Schmidt, MD. New Paragraph. We will obtain her ENLO records as well in review. New Paragraph. At this time, I don't feel the need to order anticonvulsant laboratory testing, but we will certainly consider this when she returns and we have the results of her studies evaluations. New Paragraph. I have asked her to be very cautious about driving an automobile. Her driving privileges were returned relatively recently, but she's described no difficulty in handling a car other than the tendency to be drowsy when she gets up in the morning, which hopefully we can avoid by readjusting the timing of her medication. New Paragraph. I will be seeing her back with the results of her sleep study, the ambulatory EEG, the hospital records and her imaging reports, New Paragraph. I've asked her to contact me should she experience any additional difficulty that we have not discussed today. New Paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns, and then signed respectfully with my professional signature.